Hello, everyone. Welcome to our second episode of the podcast, The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory, a global influencer marketing agency that helps brands engage with Gen Z and millennials on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Today with me, I have two fantastic people from our team, Marcella and Ileana. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So I am Alessandro. I'm the CEO and co-founder of The Influencer Marketing Factory. And, you know, today, we're going to talk about the TikTok trends. It's something that everyone nowadays, you know, knows about it. Even if you are not that active on TikTok, it's something on the news, right? On a single basis. And other social media like, you know, YouTube is getting all these trends, compiling compilations. So even if you're like not that active, you are still something because it's in our culture nowadays, in the language, in the slang and everything. So TikTok is definitely shaping things. And again, I am Alessandro, CEO of the company, but I would like also to have Ileana and Marcella saying a bit, you know, about themselves so that also the audience can know them better.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marcella and I'm the junior creative strategist here at the Influencer Marketing Factory. And I really love that today we are talking about TikTok trends because it's like bread and butter for me. It's like one of my favorite things. So I'm really excited about this episode.
And hi, I'm Ileana. I'm the head of creative and campaign here at IMF. And literally same, as soon as I heard this episode topic today, I was like, yes. And the fact that Marcella was on it as well, I feel like, yes, this is going to be fun.
Amazing. Thank you for joining me so much. And yeah, just like a little bit of reference and background about why we're talking about TikTok also, right? So our agency started offering this service in late 2018, early 2019. So many people, I do remember, they were saying, don't even worry about it. It's just a kid, like, you know, an app for kids. It just dances and silly videos. But to be honest, I was a big fan of Vine. I don't know about you, but Vine was just magical, right? Like I still
Vine
watch compilation, right? I still watch compilation on YouTube. I don't know about you too, but I still go there. It's like, you know, those videos, like a Vine compilation that keeps me up at 3 a.m., you know, those type of things, right? But Vine was magical because in really just 6-7 seconds, you were able to tell a story. And a lot of storytellers started like that. Of course, we know that the, you know, Vine has some issues here and there about, you know, how to monetize. And it was maybe the creator economy was not there about monetization. And that's why then whenever like, you know, Musical.ly became, actually was acquired and became TikTok, I personally saw a big opportunity in there because the other social media were lacking in terms of organic reach. And you had the typical funnel, right? You have a million of followers and just a little percentage was able to see your content. But TikTok actually introduced something totally new. That is the reverse funnel. You can easily have 10,000 followers and get in front of a million, you know, people, 10 millions of views and even more. So it democratizes, and I'd say that it gives the opportunity to everyone to really get under the spotlight. And that is why TikTok trends are becoming, you know, like, you know, so big. And I'd like, you know, jump in already in some of the examples that we can see on a daily basis. We can see a lot of brands that are jumping on that, could be commenting videos, could be creating their own videos or remixes of trends. And I know that, you know, Ileana has some names there. What's up lately on TikTok that is really getting like your attention and say like, okay, these brands are killing it?
I mean, obviously, as you guys know, my favorite one ever and ever is Ryanair. Since they started, I remember just being like so confused by how a brand was creating this like brand personality and really throwing themselves out there and making fun of themselves and their passengers. And kind of, I was always searching on LinkedIn, like who the hell is running this account? But I mean, forevermore, Ryanair, what they're doing is literally, you would not think that, you know, a standard cheap budget airline could create something so fun, but they're always taking like the latest trends and jumping on it and really kind of turning it into their own tone of voice. And I mean, one of their kind of most popular videos, I think it had like 4.1 million views, right? So it's insane. And then from that, everyone was like, okay, who is running this account? And they were following nobody. And then I think actually maybe 3 weeks ago, they started slowly following like one influencer at a time or celebrity. And I think it was Ryan Reynolds at first.
Yeah, I think they now are following Olivia Nail, which is a UK influencer. Yeah. And they did some back and forth videos between the Ryanair and her because everyone was like, oh, now she is running this account, no? And everyone was debating if it was her, if it was someone else. And yeah, it was really interesting to see that.
And yeah, and then after that, they started literally following like one influencer at a time. And then all these super big celebrities and influencers on TikTok felt like really privileged that Ryanair were following them. So then they were like creating content with them, like when Ryanair follows you. So they're a great example of kind of how they jump on brand and different trends at the moment. So this is super cool. Little Moons also is a great example of kind of another brand that's like nailing it. So they have a very similar tone of voice to Ryanair as well. And one of their videos ended up getting 3.1 million views and went crazy in the UK, to the point that I think every single video I was watching was people trying to get a hold of this product. And also to the point that Selfridges had to put in security guards outside all the London places just because they had such crazy crowds as well. So that was a lot of fun. My current favorite one is Giatta. I'm not sure if I said that right, but they're a Los Angeles Italian deli and essentially was set up by like three like young Gen Zs that are having a quarter life crisis in Corona and quit their jobs. And they're like, screw it, let's make our own deli account. And then they started literally just creating funny videos to the point that I'm based in Amsterdam and I saw this video and now I'm currently in Los Angeles. And the first thing I wanted to do was go to this deli because it was super cool. So, I mean, if that doesn't show like how insane like TikTok trends can do something and the power it has on people, then I don't know. But recommend you guys checking them out.
nice, amazing. And everyone with like no cost of like expenses, production cost, whatever, you don't need any more polished content. You can really get like in front of millions of people, right? So, and that is why the reason also a lot of brands finally are understanding that TikTok is not just anymore for kids or super young people. It's not just about making silly videos or dance moves. It's much more. It's really the opportunity to create something. It could be, again, a trend, could be an hashtag challenge, could be a movement. And it really goes to potentially, like, sometimes, again, as we said before, hundreds of millions of views. And some of them, they just are like the virality of them had like sometimes no reason at all, right? There is not a perfect formula. Like you can follow step by step, you know, but still, if maybe you're missing that small, you know, nano fraction of a second that is gonna like, could be a face expression, could be a word, could be how you use a certain sound that is gonna make it something that I don't know about you, but I feel that sometimes just the psychology of humans, right? Like they don't even know why something is funny, but it is. And you're gonna share it to other friends. You're gonna show the video like and multiple times, like, you know, in a loop and so on. So long story short, brands should doubly jump on TikTok because you're missing it out. Like if you are not there, you don't understand anymore also what people want, right? This is something that we say all the time. If you go in the comment section, it's actually a focus group, right? It's something that can tell you what people love or not love about your product, about your service. Sometimes they can even use it like sort of customer support or just understanding like what type of content is working and whatnot. So whenever you work on TikTok, you're actually getting so much more, right? Because you have user-generated content that you're not paying for. You're getting comments and feedback on something. And then you get like your brand awareness that is going to go increase, right? So again, it's the complete package, right, in one. And that's why I think that finally brands are understanding, okay, you know, like now I finally understand and that's why they should, you know, like again, jump on that. But also what we say all the time, trust in the creators. Because if we want to get something that maybe is working on Instagram or YouTube, might necessarily not work on TikTok, right? You have to be native, right? You have to understand the community. And do the same jokes, right? The same type of native content. If not, it's going to be backfire, right? Because you're going to be cringy. You're going to be like, you know, a boomer on TikTok. So that is something to avoid, you know?
Now that you're mentioning comments, I think this is the perfect example for explaining the chair comment trend. Okay. So this guy was like, okay, from now on, we are not using the laughing emoji. We're doing chair emoji. And everyone started commenting these chairs on TikTok to the point where TikTok account got the chair emoji in their bio. That explains how you can be like Gen Z oriented and how you can deeply understand a subculture and a language that you can only understand if you're on the platform. If you're not on the platform, you know, you don't know where it's from, you don't know what it means, and you don't know what people are saying, basically. So I think this is really a good example on how brands should look for trends.
A great example also is we have a client and they jumped on the trend, the window challenge, like maybe last year. So what this was is, of course, people using different projectors and they were creating these beautiful and inspirational kind of fake windows. So whether it was, you know, Christmas or summer, just kind of like this. And they were just testing TikTok actually at that moment in time because they had some leftover budget. But based on the comments from that content, they found out that their product was a little bit too expensive for the users on that platform. And now fast forward 8 months time, they've just launched a new product that kind of is a cheaper cost for that generation. And now we're actually promoting that on TikTok. So for brands, it's so relevant. And of course, yes, it's great to learn about kind of what a chair emoji means, but also you can get so much more out of it as well. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like we all know that there is this hashtag that is TikTok made me buy it that has like how many billions of views now? I don't even know anymore, but it's crazy, right? So this really means like influencing people, right? It is still, there is a lot of confusion sometimes. Who is an influencer? Who is a content creator? Who is that? But if at the end of the day, you are able to sell something and influence the others, could be, you know, some leggings, it could be anything else. You are really understanding what people want to see, what really want to buy. And again, brands doing that can not just having content, but they can be relatable and they can still be in the loop of what is happening. We also, what happened to retail, you know, right? Nowadays, because of COVID and everything, some of them, of course, had a lot of expenses in terms of stores. So they had like, they were definitely hit. But some other brands, they went out of business because they just didn't have the touch anymore on the real status of younger generation. They were talking a different language. They were not understanding them. And sometimes there is also some brands that are like just closing themselves, you know, like in their sort of like, you know, world, that is not the reality of things anymore. So they still think that something is going to work, but at the end of the day, your customer is the one with power, you know? And again, if you can jump on trends, first of all, they're going to respect you in a way, right? Because they say like, okay, these people are cool, right? They understand what I need, what I love to do. And it's a smarter way, right? Cold banners anymore don't bring you the same that maybe a user-generated content that you even didn't pay from, maybe a big fan like of your account, you know, of your brand. Again, there is also, you know, celebrities, right, on TikTok that some of them don't know how to use it still. I saw some content that was terrible, but some others are killing it, right? They know what to do.
Yeah, like Lizzo. Lizzo is very loved on TikTok because she jumps on every trend and she do it her way. And everyone loves her. Ugly Logos Girl, which went super viral. And every brand on this earth, I think, commented.
Let's talk about it like a little bit less. So even for people that might not know, I mean, like it's difficult that people don't know about it. But any of you that want to just say like a bit more, like how this started, what is that, and how brands are actually benefiting from it?
Emily Zugai named. Yes, I think her handle is that. She was a designer, a graphic design student, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And she, just for fun, she started to do these videos where she rebrand the logos of these big companies. One of these videos went viral. And so brands started commenting and asking this girl, Emily, to do their logos as well. To a point, everyone changed their profile picture with the brand logos, which is really cool.
But what it was different, and maybe also Liliana can jump on this, but like the difference is that if the graphic designer was serious about it, like, hey, let me show you my skills. I spent, you know, 15 years doing this. Look at this new logo. Would be like, yeah, maybe a tutorial type of like video, really educational, but whatever. She was like, I'm going to do on purpose really ugly logos because it's the humor that I want to see on TikTok. Brands jump on that because of that reason.
100%. I think everybody jumps on this humor when you're even, so going to take it back one step, when girls kind of, I don't know if you've ever seen where they start trends, where they start talking about, I don't know, once a month, their skin shedding. And then in the comments section, you'll have all these girls like, oh my God, I hate this. It's so sad. And you have all these chaotic comments, as you mentioned, that people are really hyping it and kind of really just going crazy and kind of taking the storytelling to the next kind of place. And similarly with her content, what she's doing is creating horrendous horrendous, no offense, I'm sorry if you are trying and you're listening to this, but creating that content that is so bad, but then just being so passionate, like, hey guys, and what was the Dorito one? She was like, hey Dorito, nobody knows what your brand is, and we want to make sure that they really know that it tastes good. So we're going to simplify it to a triangle, and we're going to put the word whoa in the middle. And it's just so basic. And then, so of course, as you mentioned, then like every single person is then, including TikTok, I think changed, Ryanair changed, of course Dorito changed, Amazon changed their actual spelling of their name to Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's just great. And I know we've had some of our clients as well, like jumping in on it as well. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. And you know, as we were saying before, you should and you have to actually spend hours on the platform to understand what is happening. Like if you miss it one day, you are lost. Because sometimes you have a video that uses a humor that has a reference to another TikTok that was remixed from a song that comes from a movie, right? Yeah. It's sub layers of subcultures, of subtopics. And some of them you have to be maybe in a Reddit group to understand certain things. So that's why, like, I do believe that TikTok gives a lot, because it's from outside could be a silly app. When you get inside, you have to have a knowledge of a lot of subtopics and really have an overview of what is happening in a lot of things. Because to understand a crypto joke, you have to understand about crypto, about what is happening in finance, what is happening on Wall Street, but also what is happening again on subreddits, what is happening. Like, you have to have all these little things, maybe to understand a joke that is going to be like 7 seconds written with Comic Sans and terrible colors, but that is the humor, right, that a lot of people are going for. So overall, that is also like something that we say and suggest to, again, brands and companies and even like, you know, freelancer or whatever, do spend time on TikTok. Like, just don't listen to the others or to get any suggestion. Go there on the For You page. Spend some hours, because that is the best way to understand what is working, what is not working. Just try to be there yourself. You know, that is the best, I'd say the best way to learn what TikTok is.
Just add into that as well. I think if you are a brand that hasn't had it and you're just about to download it, or you have just downloaded it, make sure that you kind of realize it's going to take a week or so for that algorithm to kind of kick in. The first contents you're going to see is very outdated kind of viral content that has that 6 million views. And yes, it's not going to be relevant now, but as you said, keep playing on it, give it a week, and then it's going to, your algorithm's going to adjust to who you're targeting or what's relevant to you. So be patient and kind of enjoy that whilst you can.
100%. Yeah. And the algorithm of TikTok was a revolution, right? Like, really understanding what you're looking for and the type of trends that you are in and the type of content, right? So the algorithm understand, thanks to, you know, machine learning and everything, like, well, what you love. And that's why the retention is, it's, you know, it's so huge. And people spend easily 1 hour and then you receive the video, right? This is like, hey, stop scrolling for a second. Your mental health is important. Like, you know, you are here from like a long time, you know. All in all, it is definitely something that is shaping again, like the type of culture that we are living in. And I'd say that one of the main, I'd say, factors that it's a big component in a lot of them, it's audio. Could be music, could be an audio from a movie, could be a lip syncing type of things, right? And TikTok, in during the TikTok World 2021 webinar online, they had a section about it, audio, how important it is, right? So you know, could be again from a sound to music, and sometimes some trends started just because of the audio, right? So I don't know if you have any examples that come to your mind, or any ones that really were like, wow, they really made it like happen on TikTok because of this music.
A great example could be the whole Doja Cat wave. Doja Cat was pretty popular back then, but with TikTok, she became more and more popular because her songs are literally used for meme type of content, dance content, lip syncing. A creator named Halle Sharp, which she's a dancer, she created this dance to the music Say So, and it became so much popular that Doja Cat invited her to be part of the music video, and she incorporated the dance Halle created to the music, to the actual music video. This is something that proves how beyond trends go, you know.
Ileana, do you have any example, anything that like you were like, wow?
I love the one currently. Marcel, you're gonna have to help me with this one, but you also sent it to me yesterday. You know, the one that guy turned into the is it the Squid Games?
Yeah, yeah.
The, you know, like the, yeah. the gunshot and then you dance. What's this one called? This is like one of my favorite ones at the moment.
It gets me. I don't think it has a name yet, but people are doing these remixes with the Squid Game first game, the one with red light, green light. And you have to stop, but then a catchy music comes on and everyone starts dancing and then you hear gunshots. So you basically die because of the Squid Game. But to understand that, you have to watch Squid Game, of course.
And also you have to have the dance. All the songs are basically like all the trending songs you've ever seen on TikTok. Yeah. So then each time it's like a different one comes on. And of course, you know that once you start on TikTok, you never get off. And those music is in your head. So it's just like a compilation of every different kind of video that's gone viral.
I'm waiting for the one with replay, because I don't know if you know that, but on TikTok, there's this inside joke. Like, you can start a video very serious. People start this video and like, they're serious. You think that they're going to talk about something really important. And then one of a sudden replay starts playing. Johnny is like a melody. And you hear that song and you know it's an inside joke. So it's funny. But if you don't know the story behind that, you don't get it, you know.
Also Berries and Cream, like this one, honestly, like I did feel quite old because it took me so long to understand. And it wasn't until, you know, like you see one video and as you mentioned earlier, you have to scroll through like another 2 hours to see something else. And then actually it fits into a puzzle and it takes you back to somewhere else. And you're like, oh my God, I finally guessed this joke. But the Berries and Cream, like this one, I'll let you explain.
Basically people like to remix this song with other songs and you get Berries and Cream, which is a song from a commercial, I think. Is that right? I don't know. I think so. I don't know where it's from, because actually sometimes when I have to search for trends where they came from, if I don't know, because I didn't saw the original, because something they do on TikTok too is that you see the original and then you see people remaking it. So with the viral couch guy situation, you see people remaking this. And if you didn't saw the original, you don't understand. And when you go to the original, you see comments, hey guys, smile, this is the original. Hey guys, you got the ticket original one because you saw it first, you know? So with Berries and Cream, it's the same.
That happened also with the video that became like really, you know, an audio where like, who is making you smile like that or something like that, you know? And that became an audio. And finally, after scrolling a lot, I found the original video. And as you said, now I found all these comments like, oh, I find like, it's like you found this like, you know, golden like a gem, you know, after scrolling for 3 hours. And finally you understand pieces of the conversation, like, okay. And you connect the dots, you know? But that's again, like about like sometimes really behind a trend that there is so much more. And that's why, like, if you are a brand that is not active on TikTok, it's also for you difficult to give maybe the, you know, opportunity for your team and your brand itself to go viral on TikTok. Because if you're not fast enough to understand a trend and having the, you know, the okay from the management to go live with something, first of all, you're going to, you know, waste time on that and you're going to go already outdated. And secondly, if you don't understand the tone of voice, the type of content, you might also miss the opportunity to talk the same language. And people on TikTok are not stupid. They understand, right? If they can see you as someone that is active, or if it's just like, you know, a poser trying to be on TikTok just because it's nowadays really a place where if you're not there, you are like a no one, right? So I think that spending more time makes the big difference whenever you deliver something.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think you can like even results a little bit cringy sometimes, and Gen Z understand that. I didn't like it because they know you only do that because you want to jump in the trend, but you don't like, not that you understand it, but you don't really appreciate it. I don't know how to say that, but sometimes brands just jump in because they have to. You don't have to do every single trend to stay relevant. You can do the trends that align with your, you know, values and companies in general. You don't have to do all of them.
I think that's kind of also what differentiates TikTok and other social channels, like kind of looping back to what we said earlier. Of course, if you start a trend on Instagram and try and take it over to TikTok, it is not going to happen. They're going to see straight through you. And that's kind of why it is really important. And of course, perhaps if you've been listening to this podcast, you might feel overwhelmed that now you have to actually go and hire somebody that, like, you know, is going to sit there and kind of scroll through everything and understand this puzzle. But that's why also giving given the reins and given that creativity to the influencers or creators that you're working with is so important on this channel. Like, and I just think it kind of fits perfectly into what we're saying now, because you're not going to know everything, but the creators on this channel, on this platform, are going to. So it's super great to work with them rather than kind of forcing them to do something that you think is gonna be great and actually gonna flop.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, that is important. Like, this is also what we say all the time. Every brand should have at least a person that is dedicated to TikTok. Because again, it's something that you have to spend time on it. Like, you have to do the you know, a right type of video. Sometimes a video that is going to be 30 seconds is going to take you hours to, you know, write everything that is going to happen in the video. You have to shoot different maybe angles and everything. And then you have to edit it. You have to add stickers. You have to add sounds. So maybe it's going to take you some hours, you know, to do that. So that's why it's important that, and first of all, you have to understand what is behind and do that everything in a time matter that is going to still be inside the same week or days of the joke or whatever it is, you know, the trend, because if not, you're going to be late 2 days and people are going to comment you like, ah, dude, you're like late. Like, this is so old. This was like 1 week old. And for TikTok, 1 week is like a year, right? In the rest of the social media. And something also that I said all the time, and this is something about the overall like idea of TikTok, is that, and compared to other social media, if we take other social media like Instagram and YouTube, they don't get me wrong, like they are still amazing, you know, like social media on just different type of demographics and different type of content. But both of them, they are what I call the, you know, one too many type of, you know, social media, right? You create one content, you could be an Instagrammer or a YouTuber, you go in front of, let's say, 10 million of people. That's it, right? Like, it's difficult that maybe YouTubers commentary, like they take videos and they comment, and so you can have like reaction videos. But on Instagram, it's really difficult that you create something and people like share it, right, to other people. But what happened on TikTok, it is what I call it all the time, the one too many type of structure, right? It's a tree where you start with a content. It goes to, let's say, 10 people. And maybe one of those people is a big influencer that remix the video, comment it, duet it, stitch it, and it goes to potentially 10 million of people on the For You page. These 10 million of people are going to recreate the video, and so on and so on and so on. So that is, again, what is maybe really making that TikTok apart from the other social media, because it's one too many type of structure really make it like, you know, the sky is the limit when it comes to remix videos and content. And that's why also I'm going to add some videos get maybe viral again after maybe 3 months, because there was a wave of virality, then went down. And then sometimes maybe someone get one of those video and remix again with something that is popular again. And that's why you can see like some patterns in trends, mm-hmm. right? And that is the difference, I'd say.
I can definitely see trends being reused, remake. So you have one trend that maybe it's dance or something, and then months after it becomes a different trend. Maybe because they use also a different part of the song. So this definitely happens a lot, for sure. And there's a lot of DJs on TikTok that creates audio to people to use it, and they quickly become trends.
Let's talk about numbers, because at the end of the day, it is what makes like some viral or not, you know. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? Are we talking like, about? Do you guys want a pop quiz? Or...
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Like, let's see if Elena has any pop quiz for us in terms of like, you know, maybe views, video created. I'm curious myself, you know, because mm-hmm. one day it's one number, the day after it's like something else. So let's see. Okay. Let's hear.
I'll take you guys back in time. Okay. And something I think that you guys will love to hate. You might have blocked this out of your memory, but the feta pasta recipe.
Oh, yeah.
How does this make you feel, first of all, being Italian?
I still have nightmares about it.
So. Okay, I thought so. Now I'm going to, so in case anyone hasn't seen it, essentially a TikToker created a recipe using feta cheese and tomatoes into, I think, a baked pasta, and you put it in the oven. And then the whole of TikTok thought this was going to be the best pasta they've ever had in their life, to the point that feta cheese was actually sold out in majority of shops. So basically there was like a world shortage of feta cheese because of TikTok. So I want you guys to tell me how many views you think the hashtag feta pasta had.
3 billion.
How many you say?
3 billion.
I'd say more. No? Less?
Less.
So it's not that far. I mean, like, it is far, but less than 3 billion. I don't know, like maybe 1 billion of views?
Close. 857.7 million views.
Okay.
I thought more.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, Feta Pasta is, I mean, I'm taking that back, but come on.
I saw so many, like 1 week, my Instagram, my YouTube, and my TikTok, and I guess everyone else's was the Feta Pasta. That was Sarah said 3 billion, and I was even thinking about like more because it was
the first one. Could have been. But this is like, remember the hashtag. So of course people are going to recreate, but then they're most likely not going to hashtag. They're just going to duet or, my brain just went dead then. Duet or stitch. So. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'll give you one more.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, guys, remember this is a hashtag. So let's not go crazy. the famous TikTok leggings. Which I think everyone knows. Also now, if you type in TikTok leggings on Google, which is quite funny, it will show you all the local Targets close to you. So essentially these TikTok leggings are from Target and they make your butt look fabulous. And now you can Google it and it will literally show you where Target is. So on the hashtag TikTok leggings, how many views are we thinking?
This is difficult because before we said 3 billion and it was like too much. And then we said like, but it's close. So even less, I'd say, let's say 400 millions of views.
Higher.
Okay, Marcella, your turn.
800.
Close, 709.5 million views on a pair of leggings, which went viral, sold out, and now every single company is copying these bad boys.
Wow. And this is also interesting for a lot of companies that, you know, how can you translate views to awareness and branding? If your hashtag has a brand in, like the brand name in, people are going to Google it. And for a lot of like, you know, for SEO purposes and other, you know, marketing things, you're going to pop up like, you know, even more, you can get better rankings. And as now Eliana said, even like, you know, stores, physical stores come up, you know, so you can actually translate the views to actual sales in store. And that is great. I don't think that there is any other ways to get that many views and organic reach than TikTok as of now, that can actually translate, you know, in sales. And lately, even TikTok, they open up to new integrations with e-commerce, like I'm talking BigCommerce, Shopify, and other, a lot of like 10 plus. So they are definitely going into, you know, social commerce. So we even wrote a report about it in March, what is happening in the industry. And it is really interesting to see that people nowadays are getting more used to see, like watch a video on YouTube or Instagram, TikTok. They click on the TikTok video. There is maybe sometimes a link to the item that can add it to cart and then finalize the purchase inside the app. So a smoother transaction inside directly without leaving that. So that is where we're going, right? Like, how can I benefit from a TikTok trends, not just in terms of virality, but actual sales? I think that with the opening up to all these integrations, brands are definitely gonna maximize sales and minimize their cost per click, thanks again to virality effect plus technical integration in the social commerce, you know, arena. So I really can't wait to see where this is going, because Asia is there already from years, right? Live streaming on Douyin is doing, I hope that I pronounced it correctly, but you know, it's already there and people are selling millions of goods on us like every day, thanks to you know, videos, short form videos. So I think that maybe we still need a little bit of time, but we are definitely going in that direction as well. And you know, like, so this is like the commerce solutions. And as we said before, not just the video, it's an important factor, but the audio. And sometimes we were so used to have music in the background all the time. Now, sometimes some content creators are doing the opposite, right? They are total silence or they are just doing ASMR, right? So they are really trying to maximize on those little sounds created by with object or with their, like, you know, like anything that I can find at home. And that is, it's a big trend. Like, it started on, I think, on YouTube. And then got on TikTok, or is it the opposite?
I think it started from YouTube. Definitely, yeah. ASMR videos were super popular, And now on TikTok, definitely people like it as well, from tapping to mouth sounds, things like that, but also on food. We saw that with Emily Mariko, something like that. And she started the salmon rice trend. She just shows what she eats. And people started freaking out when they saw this recipe with salmon rice, Japanese mayo, sriracha, and things like that. And everyone started redoing it to a point that I saw people asking other creators to create that because they wanted to see their take on that.
We were like shocked by that, like the idea that you start with like, you know, food with the like just the sound of the cooking, because for some people it's relaxing, right? Some people just relaxed, and you know, there is also compilation. I know that, like, you know, people just listen to maybe TikTok videos is a bit difficult, but like maybe they look for TikTok compilations on YouTube of ASMR and they fall asleep. Like, there are many of them, and people in the comments just say, like, are we all here together because we cannot sleep, you know, things like that, right? So you see that you can start with that, and then, as you said, Marcella, other people are gonna remix that, and then again, it goes the idea that they want too many.
Yeah, because ASMR is something that almost every brands can do. Like, for example, you can do an unboxing, you can do how to use a product, you can do ASMR with almost everything.
For me, I don't really understand it in the sense that it's, I feel like, Marmite, right? Like, you either love it or hate it. I know, Marcella, like, you're super for it. I don't get it. But of course, I do see from, like, all campaigns how insane it is. And as you mentioned, it works for any and every kind of product. And I think a lot of, like, our clients and even the accounts that we manage, always ASMR, like, overperforms or outperforms a majority of the content because it has just such a strong and engaged audience. So I think that's also just in general, just taking it kind of back a step. ASMR works, but really, like, any niche, like, anything can work, especially on TikTok, as long as you find your niche and you kind of stick to it. There's an audience for everything.
And the last trend that I like to talk about, and then, you know, we can start wrapping up, it is about book talk. It's interesting to me also to see how books are getting back, like some, I'm talking about, like, you know, some old books, maybe some classics that are getting back thanks to maybe one viral video. And for example, that reminds me of, you know, talking about book talk, I have, of course, to mention a book that I personally love. It's called The Tipping Point. And it is about how things became viral just thanks to one small thing, right? How it gets momentum, you know, in life. And if you think about it, book talk did that. Maybe one book now no one was reading anymore, or it was just like from another generation got back, you know, to the shelves because people were talking about it. So it's interesting to see how you can use one medium that is a video only, not video only, but, like, you know, short type of, like, you know, video format and audio, and you can actually promote books that we all know people are reading less and less and less. If you make it cool, like if a teacher tell you to read a book, it's lame. You don't want to do that because it's just someone is telling you, like, read this. But if someone that is your favorite creator, your favorite influencer is telling you, like, you should read this book because, and there is a storytelling behind that, it can get momentum and you can really see that, like, getting on the charts again. So it's super interesting to see how TikTok really can shape, can manipulate, can, you know, in a nice way, of course, you know, in terms of, like, how can influence not just something that, again, could be clothes, makeup, but even something a bit more, not necessarily serious, because some of them, like, romance books, whatever, but, you know, something that can get people also reading again. So I think that it's another valuable asset for everyone, writers, freelancers, you know, like, people just interested in arts. We saw that for BookTok, we saw that for arts, for paintings. So there is people selling their paintings thanks to TikTok. Before TikTok, they were broke because, unfortunately, it's difficult to sell art because it's highly subjective. But that is maybe, you know, like, for another episode of our podcast. You know?
How many views do you think the hashtag BookTok has on TikTok?
I want Ileana to reply on this because she asked the question before. So now I want to see if, you know,
it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to say 820 mil.
It has 23.3 billions.
Wow. You see? This is what I'm talking about. It's nuts. Like, if you think about the best, like, TV show
nowadays airing, maybe they do what, 5 million of like viewers? Like if it's, again, I don't know about the US, I'm talking about like, you know, Europe, that are not being better, but like it's crazy if you think that book top 23 billion of views. And again, if you are like a book publisher, like you or a writer, that is going to be almost for free or for a fraction of a cost of the others. So wow. Okay.
And it's not only that you have to like, hey guys, I've read this book. There's a lot of creators that do that, but I also see that people start to just tell a story. And when you get to the core of it, they say, oh, if you like that, maybe you like this book. And for sure, you want to know how it ends. So you're going to buy the book if you like the story, the general storyline. So this is a very smart way to advertise books.
It's a native teaser. Right? Like you're like, now you're hanging there. Like, hey, you know, I want to know more. And
yeah,
that's smart. Mm-hmm.
Alessandro, back to you. Essentially, if we're looking now to kind of wrap it up, and, you know, if you were to give like three words of wisdom or conclude or kind of three top points to a brand and how TikTok trends, etc. work, what would you say is the most important things to take into consideration?
I mean, first of all, it's common sense, but as we said before, spend time on TikTok, you know, it's just the basic. If you are not there, you won't understand it. Two, if you're going to interact and you're going to pay for content creators, trust them, trust their process, trust their creativities. They know better than you, their audiences. Okay. So that is definitely important to know and understand. And overall, it's forget for a minute everything that you learn about marketing. It's something that you have to understand. Like if you learn about, you know, those structure and those frameworks that you started, TikTok doesn't work like that. It's chaotic. It's messy sometimes, but it has its own sense. So whenever you understand that and you forget for a second all the, you know, blueprinting that you got in the overall marketing so far, that is, let's say, you know, your turning point where you understand, okay, this is it, and you get it. So it's just changing your mind on a lot of things. And once you're there, TikTok can be yours, you know, in a way. So that said, you know, this is a wrap. It was I loved it personally. It was really fun. I mean, it's TikTok trends, you know, it's something that everyone, you know, like everyone knows about, like seeing TikTok trends. So I hope that also like our listener got any advice from it, or if they didn't know about a trend, they're going to definitely check them out by hashtag or, in, you know, just Google around, you know, to learn about that. If brands listen also, we are here to help them educating in TikTok. And I want to thank you again, you know, Ilana and Marcella, for joining me today. It was super fun to have you both on the podcast.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
And as always, if you are liking this podcast, it's just the second episode, but you can, of course, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, you name it. Leave it a like. Just follow us.
Like and subscribe.
Like, follow, subscribe.
Now we are, smash now that we, button.
Smash the like button. Now we are YouTube. Now we.
Link
now
down we below.
Our time to shine.
Again, thank you so much. It was super fun. And see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.